Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
All right, welcome back. Joey Harrington coming up next hour. I mean, there's probably no patented Joey Harrington primetime exclusive worry meter.
I wouldn't think so.
Seeing as how the spread's 31, but we're going to talk to him. And then we have some Chaunce follow-ups coming up here for you guys out there in radio land from your radio men here. In the news is in 20 minutes. We've got a World Series preview, too. There is an absurdity related to the World Series that I must bring to your attention.
I can't wait to hear it.
But we're wrapping up NFL today. And I've got audio because it's cute, and I want to play it.
Then we shall.
It's Joe Flacco.
Yeah, I saw this. Or I guess I heard this and saw it.
Joe Flacco is having his moment.
Joe Flacco has never been more relatable than he is right now.
Well, he's just, you can tell he's in a good place. Yep. He's playing with house money. He's actually playing well. He's in Cincinnati. Still, you know, like life's good for Joe Flacco, and you can tell when he speaks because sometimes he was like, I don't know, I've seen him be a little
bristly,
grumpy. Yeah.
Well, I think in general, he's not the most lovable guy in the world. He was the one that, like, you know, he said, like, my job is to not bring rookies along. This was the Shedeur Sanders, Dylan Gabriel thing. He goes, dude, I'm not here to baby anyone. I'm not here to help anybody. He goes, now, if someone has a question for me, I'm happy to answer it. And if someone can watch me and see how I go about doing things. But he goes, I'm here to win a job and play football.
But he's been smiling and laughing lately, even on the field. Yeah. He's just like, you know,
I think
must be fun.
Well, he said too that, because someone was like, why don't you just retire? And he said, I love playing football. And he goes, at some point in my life, no one will ever let me play football again. And he goes, it's what I love doing more than anything else. Why would I stop? Because someday, and he said someday soon, basically, they will tell me I can't do this anymore. So, like, as long as someone says that I can keep doing this, I'm going to. And I appreciated that. Don't let someone tell you that, Joe, you know, oh, retire. Why? Screw you. Someone keeps paying him to be a starting quarterback.
So here he was. He's in Cincinnati now, and they play the Jets this week. Which, by the way, the Jets, Aaron Glenn still has not named a quarterback. They're going to be without Garrett Wilson and Sauce Gardner.
Yeah.
So I don't know how it could get any worse.
Does it matter?
They're winless.
Yeah.
So that means load up on the Jets.
Yeah.
If I know anything about the NFL, that means bet the Jets. And I'm not kidding. Because everyone's going to jock Cincinnati because of how they've looked. The Jets just lost to the Broncos by 2.
Mm-hmm. And don't get it fooled. Cincinnati's not any good.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly my point.
It's one of those bets, you say it all the time. When you look at a line and you're like, how could anyone, that means
The public's going to be like, oh my God, Flacco's going to kill the Jets are terrible. Death. And the Jets will win. You watch.
Yeah.
Anyway, he's in Cincinnati and he's alone because his family is not there.
And they will not. He is not buying a 3-bedroom
in
Cincinnati.
The good thing, I guess you could say, is that I was in Cleveland by myself.
you know, my family was in New Jersey. We decided to do that this year because last year we decided to do it the other way. And this year we just said, hey, let's keep the kids in their routine and, you know, see how that goes. And there's been challenges with that. You know, I love being there and around them and doing all those things. But at the same time, like, they get in their routine and they're having a lot of fun back at home. And early on in the season, they came out to Cleveland and they're going to come out to this week's game. And, I think there's always a challenge of sitting in a room by yourself and being lonely. So for me, it's trying to find ways to maybe stay over here a little bit longer and then, you know, just kind of take myself out of that mindset, call home, go sit at a restaurant by myself and realize that, man, that's pretty enjoyable to do. you know, after there's not too many situations, I tell people all the time, I mean, I used to see guys sitting at a bar by themselves or, you know, just sitting by themselves eating and grabbing a little meal. And I'm like, man, I feel so bad for that guy. Like, you almost want to go join him. And now I realize, like, that dude was in heaven. And not to say that that's obviously not what I want. I'd rather be at home sitting at the dinner table with my kids and hearing what the hell they were talking about all day. But if you have to do it, then you might as well take advantage of it. So, you know, just little things like that.
Are Cincinnatians starting to see you at restaurants and take pictures and say hello?
I guess so, maybe a little bit. I try to get there early. You know, I'll go eat the 4:30 dinner and beat everybody out of work.
Yeah, relatable dad Joe Flacco there.
Dude, that there has never been a truer statement that sometimes one of the great joys in life is sitting by yourself and just quietly just having a nice meal. That is, and by the way, I love we had to do the, I love being home and being around. No, you don't.
Whatever the hell they're talking about, that was
Joe,
a throwaway.
Well, you got to say that.
Joe, let's be honest.
You dads, you lie all the time.
It was your idea for them to stay back in New Jersey. You know what, honey? I think the kids need to stay in their routine this year. And you just.
Maybe that's why he's playing so well. Although it wouldn't explain Cleveland.
No. You just stay over there and I'll go do my thing.
I'll be fine. I'll call you later. Going to the early bird special. Dude,
I miss you so much, honey. Oh, I wish you could be here, but you can't. So don't call me. God bless Joe Flacco.
And we also have Roger Goodell news as he had some sort of State of the Union. I don't know what he was doing. He was out there talking about football and stuff.
Okay.
And he mentioned Bad Bunny.
Yeah.
You know, the Trumpies are all pissed about Bad Bunny.
Yeah, I love...
he's going to come out there with the mariachi band and...
Fox News, I believe, started a thing where, they started a petition to get Lee Greenwood to replace. I love that when...
He's the proud to be an American guy?
That's the only thing he does. And they're like, you know what we need for the Super Bowl? Screw Bad Bunny. Lee Greenwood. Like, that's the best you can come up with is Lee Greenwood? My God.
Well, Goodell is sticking with Bad Bunny.
Yes.
And, you know, I got to commend Goodell because a lot of people are cowering.
Are you sure?
A lot of people.
Are you sure it's not Goodell?
Roger Goodell, Commissioner Goodell.
Yeah.
A lot of people are cowering to
the political
pressure.
That
bonehead in office. And he didn't. He's like, no, Bad Bunny's great.
Yeah.
And we're going to stick with Bad. So good for you, Roger Goodell.
Commissioner Goodell.
I love that people actually thought that the NFL was going to fold and get rid of their Super Bowl act.
Well, a lot of people, that's what I'm saying. Like, a lot of people are folding.
Yeah, that's
and
just...
Goodell is like, yeah, screw you, dude. Like, we love this guy.
Here's the thing, though. Every time there's I think Goodell even said every time we announce a Super Bowl act, there's a group of people that are pissed about it. Again, cue up my father and 1,000 other fathers. Why can't we have a marching band? You know, it's gonna be
I'm
that.
With them.
give me the Ohio State marching band
for an NFL game.
Well, and like, how many times do I have to say this?
Welcome to Old Mandem, Schultzy.
The halftime show is not for NFL fans. It's not. It's for the wives and it's for the casuals.
Yeah, it's for the kids.
And Bad Bunny is a big deal. I will say though, this will mark the first time. The idea of being upset over a halftime act seems like the dumbest thing in the world, but this will mark the first time I do not know a single song of the halftime performer. I couldn't tell you the name of a song. I couldn't even begin to. You could play me a highlight clip of his and ask me who it is, and I would not know. I know Bad Bunny from a couple movies. He was in Bullet Train. I know that. I saw him on SNL. But the idea that you are so sensitive and you're such a snowflake that you would be outraged that a giant international star, who is American, by the way, Puerto Rico, part of the United States, is performing at the Super Bowl, that is fascinating to me. For all of the snowflake talk, that's what gets you so crowned up is a Super Bowl halftime show.
Hey, you know Bad Bunny songs.
I don't.
He sings La Bamba.
Does he? Does he do a version of La Bamba?
She's like the 150th person to do one.
God. I'm just kidding. I don't know Bad Bunny.
I've never heard a song of his.
I also didn't know Kendrick Lamar, so I'm one of those guys who's...
Really?
No, I know. Look at me.
Come on, man. Be humble, sit down. You'd never heard that once?
Squabble up, baby.
Oh, no, I'd heard a couple of his tunes, but I just didn't... I mean, I'm not familiar, so I was interested. But I actually kind of like that. So on the Super Bowl halftime show, if I know the artist really well, that's one thing. But if I don't know the artist at all, that's another thing that's actually kind of cool.
Yeah.
Like, I just want to see what they got. What are they bringing to the table?
I'm excited because I'm guessing there'll be a lot of hots dancing. So that's what I'm going to, you know... It's a bunch of Latin music, so I'm guessing we're going to get a bunch of Latin hots.
You're such a Neanderthal.
And they're going to be shaking it. Why?
Hey, man, it's our primal urges, all right?
What's wrong with...
Don't shame.
What's wrong with the hots?
Nothing.
Hot dudes, hot ladies, yeah. There'll be a bunch of hots. That's just my assumption.
All right, coming up next, we have an absurdity related to the World Series that I must bring to your attention. Yes, World Series Game 1 is tonight.
Let's go.
Did you know that?
I did know that.
I'd forgotten about the World Series.
I'm fired up.
And here we are. Sook's fired up.
Yes.
Can't wait to see all the hots out there.
Are there hots at the
Shaking
World Series?
Shaking their...
That Shohei Ohtani sure is a handsome
Maracas.
Fella.
A lot of hots at the Mariners playoff games, I'll tell you that.
Were there?
There were.
Oh, well, they didn't find him on the broadcast.
So. God, you're not wrong. They kept talking about the Blue Jays the whole damn time, though.
All right, we will return with that. And then in the news on the Fan.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly,
clean.
Okay, now to the World Series. We get game one tonight. If you forgot, it's on. And it's in Toronto.
Yes. Believe it or not, the Toronto Rangers, I believe.
Yeah.
Better record than the Los Angeles Trolley Dodgers.
Yeah, I think you got all that right. I think that's all right. And it's going to be, what's the guy's name? Yesavage? Is that how you pronounce it?
I believe you are correct.
The kid. He's only 21.
Yep. Trey Yesavage.
He pitches for Toronto. He's 21. And they just drafted him last year. And he has to go up against Blake Snell.
Mm-hmm.
So after tonight, he will have more postseason starts than regular season starts. Did you know that?
I did see a little clip on that, yeah.
This will be his fourth.
He
only started three games in the big leagues.
Yeah, he's 2-1.
He was in A-ball earlier in the year. It's unbelievable.
I know.
And he's their opener for the World Series.
They're handing him the ball.
Well, here's the absurdity. And I saw that...
Blake Snell, by the way, has been phenomenal in the postseason.
The ESPN people, I don't know who it was, but they ranked the top 20 players in the series.
Mm-hmm.
You know how you have to do.
Yeah.
You have to churn out content.
Mm-hmm.
So these things are kind of dumb. Actually, a lot dumb. But damn it, I fell for it. I clicked on it.
It gets me sometimes on dumb stuff like that.
So the top 20 players in the series. Number one is obviously Shohei Ohtani.
Yes. Do we know what game he's pitching?
Yeah, game four, the one I would have been at.
Is he doing game four?
Dave Roberts said he's going to stick with the same rotation order. Yeah.
So who's three?
Glasnow would be three.
Oh, that's
so
right.
Yamamoto, and then Glasnow, and then Shohei.
So Shohei's one. Vlad is two.
Mm-hmm.
No argument on any of that.
Mm-hmm.
Guess who they have number three?
I'm assuming it's either Betts or Freeman.
You would think.
Right?
Oh, well, how about Blake Snell?
Yeah, I mean.
How about Yamamoto?
So I'm guessing it's not a Dodger.
No.
I'm guessing it's a Blue
Jay. It's George effing Springer.
George Springer?
Get out of here. That is the most absurd thing I have heard all week, and I've done a show with you.
George Springer?
Yes.
Are they going just because it's like.
That's a joke. Give me a break.
Springer is one of the best postseason.
He's having a great. Well, look, he hit the big home run.
Is that.
But come on.
You're saying George Springer is...
They are ranking the top 20 players in the series, and two of the top three are Blue Jays. That is absurd in a series where they're going up against this Dodgers team.
I want to look. So Springer this year, dude, that's better than I thought.
He had a good second half.
He had a good second half. Springer had 309, 32-84. Okay.
He is not the third best player in the
series.
And
he's not the player that he once was. But no, he is not. That's a little surprise. So who's like their top 10?
Oh, damn. I knew you were going to ask
that.
Oh, okay.
Never mind.
Well,
I don't know if you
can. See if I can get it here.
Well, I mean, because I would assume that the Dodgers have a big advantage in this. Because if you're going, I mean, if we're going to say that Vlad and Springer are 2 and 3.
Okay, I have it.
Would it be like Kirk? I'm trying to think who the next Blue Jay would be.
So they have Ohtani 1, Vlad 2, Springer 3, Yamamoto 4.
Okay.
Snell 5, Betts 6, Freeman 7, Kirk 8,
okay.
Muncy 9, Glasnow 10, Will Smith 11. So only three Jays in the top 11.
Yeah. So, I mean, look, and that's why, do we know what the odds are officially on this? How big a favorite are the Dodgers?
Dodgers are roughly in the minus 230 to 250 range with the blue for the two in the series.
Yeah.
And the Blue Jays are plus roughly 215 to 230 range. Yeah.
Look, and I get the Dodgers have such a stacked lineup. And you know, we were told all year that the Dodgers were just sleepwalking through the season, and then when they got to the playoffs, they would turn it on, and lo and behold, they've turned it on. The bullpen still scares me. I've seen it too many times where you go into a World Series and we're told that one thing should happen, and no one has more comeback victories than the Toronto Blue Jays. And I'm just not buying that the Blue Jays at this point are going to roll over and die. The Mariners were playing as good as any team in baseball, and the Mariners were up 2-0 in that series. And we were talking about how this was the year for the Mariners, and all Toronto did was drag them into deep water and then find a way to win that series. And now all of a sudden the narrative is that the Mariners weren't very good, and it's the Mariners and who cares. When right before that, we were all talking, like as a baseball community, that the Mariners had a look of a World Series champion, but then we're just going to dismiss Toronto even after they dispatched of the mayor. I just don't buy it.
I don't think anyone's dismissing Toronto, and I don't think anyone's saying they're going to roll over. I think it's just more that the Dodgers are just...
They look real good.
...freaking... Now that they've figured out their pitching staff,
yeah,
their holes have been filled. Like
bullpen is terrifying still.
Well, it is, but they don't have to use it.
Yeah.
If Snell and Yamamoto and Glasnow and Shohei pitch the way they've been pitching, yeah, they can go straight to Sasaki. Like, yeah, it's like a cheat code. That's, yeah, unfair. Now, that's not to say that the Blue Jays won't give them friction. I just think in the end, over a 7-game series, most people are obviously siding with the Dodgers, and it's obvious why the Dodgers are such a large favorite. I mean, I don't think anybody's saying Blue Jays don't have a crack. Of course, I mean, it's the World Series.
Yeah.
They're there for a reason. It's just this Dodger team looks – they're just freaking – they don't look. They are stacked.
Yeah.
Absolutely,
yeah,
stacked. I don't think I've ever seen four pitchers four starters, yeah, I guess.
It is
like this.
It is kind of funny that Sasaki was just like,
well, he was hurt most,
yeah,
of the year.
And they were like, hey, do you want to just go pitch in the bullpen because we don't have a use for you?
Well, there was talk that Ohtani would have to do that.
Yeah.
Ohtani would come back from injury and be their closer. They don't even need to do that. I hate the Dodgers. That's the fun thing about this World Series. I can't wait to root for the Blue Jays.
Yeah.
Like, I'm on board.
Yeah.
They're not going to win, but I'm on board.
See, I don't know. I don't dismiss it as easily. The thing about the Blue Jays is, and you saw this against the Mariners, dude, everyone in that lineup is a problem, and they grind pitchers out. They get guys on base. They can mash, and they put the ball in play. They put the pressure on your defense.
I mean, I know why they're good. I'm just saying, I don't have any faith that the Blue Jays will win. I'm sure it might be a good series, but over 7 games, the Dodgers should win. Like, if the Dodgers don't win this,
yeah,
this is one of the bigger upsets in World Series history. It's got to be.
Yeah, I could see that.
All right, when we come back, have In the News.
I love In the News.
The atmospheric river is here. I don't know if you noticed.
Yeah, yeah.
It's literally a river.
By the way, you know what I just thought about? Like,
ooh, there's Freddie Freeman and his Chiclets.
Boy, those big teeth.
Look at those things. Look at those big old... Look at those chompers.
Man, it is a Freddie Mercury-esque, and they're whiter
pearly
than...
Pearly white.
They're whiter than the Dodgers, God, across his chest. Look at that thing. The other one I thought about with the Dodgers is Urias isn't there anymore because of the domestic violence, and it didn't even matter.
That's right.
It didn't even matter.
Yeah. Yeah, I forgot about him.
Yeah, he was money.
Well, Dustin May was a part of their plan.
Yeah,
he's out of there. Like, they had... Gonsolin was... Yeah.
It is,
they're all gone.
It is funny that they can weather injuries and these dismissals more so than any team.
Was their payroll's like 500 some million dollars?
Yeah.
Come on, man.
Come on,
son. I love Shohei. He's great, but screw the Dodgers. Let's go,
yeah,
Jays.
Go Jays. Let's go.
92% of the country is rooting for the Blue Jays, according to internet.
I can see that. We've put aside our petty differences with the Canadians now.
Well, nothing will unite America like hatred for the Dodgers or your Yankees.
The Dodgers are like an all-American brand.
Sort of, but they're kind of the new Yankees. I mean, they're not as bad as the Yankees, yeah, and more. But, you know, now that they're this good and they just won one, yeah, last year, like,
yeah, this
nobody
would be,
likes them.
This would be three in, what, 5 years?
Yeah, something like
something
that.
Something like that.
Oh, one other fun fact, if you'd like.
I love my fun facts.
Actually, two. Do you remember when Ohtani was almost a Blue Jay?
Yeah, supposedly. Remember, there was the report that, like, that he was on a plane going to Toronto.
Yeah,
yeah.
Do you remember who was on that plane?
I don't.
It was a private jet from L.A. to Toronto, and everybody thought it was Shohei.
Yeah.
The very next day, by the way, he signed, yeah, with the Dodgers. Yeah. It was not Shohei.
No,
it was Robert Hirschfeld of Shark Tank.
That's who was on the plane.
Yeah.
Oh my God!
And the internet was like, "Oh, Shohei's going to Toronto."
I do remember that. Whoops.
Also, Vladimir Guerrero Jr., Bo Bichette, and Dalton Varsho, all three sons of former big leaguers. This will be the first time in World Series history you will have three sons of former big leaguers on the same team.
That's fun. And Bichette is back for the, he's back.
Bichette is back,
yeah,
which is why I said that.
Yeah, I'm just, he would have, yeah, I mean, he would have been there if he was injured anyways, but he is going to play.
He's batting cleanup.
Yeah.
In the news is next. Here's Schultz.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates. From all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Nice to have you along. We are cruising on a Friday. Good little sports night.
It is going fast. You talking about this big Virginia Tech Cal game?
Yeah, I was just watching that. Like, well, I mean, that's not, you know. But, you know, I mean, college football.
Yeah.
Ish.
Go Bears.
I think Boise State plays tonight.
They do play tonight.
Nevada, I think.
Yeah. Go the Fightin' Wilcoxes, by the way.
And then you got the World Series.
Mm-hmm.
And then you got
the Zers.
Yeah, the Blazers.
Yeah.
Playing the Warriors in the biggest game since...
The opener? I still don't.
The biggest game since two nights ago.
I still don't get why some people are trying to make this out to be like the most interesting game. After the first 5 minutes, you'll be like, yeah, it's a Blazer-Warrior game. Some fun matchup. Warriors are good. Blazers look good in game one. And unless you want to see Tiago Splitter's timeout form, I mean.
It is October 24, 2025. Time now for In the News. I am your noted and humble newsman. Thank you. Thank you. Please be seated. And I'll rise. Thank you. Ladies, come on. The Advocates, injury attorneys at advocateslaw.com. Today is National Good and Plenty Day.
Boy, when's the last time you had a good and plenty?
I don't even know what they taste like, I don't think.
It's licorice.
Licorice.
But black licorice, yes. Specifically. It's my dad's favorite candy, actually.
Boy. I mean, you want to talk about a candy I will scroll right by. Good and Plenty.
I don't even think you can find them in stores, at least everywhere anymore.
It just says something that your dad loves Mazda Miatas and Good and Plenty.
No, that was my grandfather.
Oh, it was your grandfather.
different man in my life, but no, Good and Plenty and Miatas.
That's Schulte clan. It's something else.
It is also National Bologna Day, the shadiest of meats.
Oh, hands down.
Is there a shadier meat than bologna?
I don't think so.
Are hot dogs bologna? Technically,
well,
yeah, there's good hot dogs and there's like lips and a-hole hot dogs, which is essentially,
but that's bologna.
Yeah,
that's the right.
Yeah, it's bologna.
I mean, what even is bologna?
I don't know.
It's
dude.
All the trimmings, all the extras from
exactly
the cuts that you don't use.
Bologna makes spam look like filet mignon. Like they're just at some point in your life, be better than bologna.
I think Vienna sausage could go below bologna as well.
Really?
There's nothing below.
You asked what's worse than bologna. I'm saying hot dogs and Vienna sausage. That's about it.
Well, guys, I don't know if you can see outside or if you are outside.
It's raining.
It is raining. Mm-hmm. The atmospheric river is here, as far as I can tell. I am going to report that to you. I feel confident in my sources. They're saying it should clear out a bit by Monday, and there are a few clearish days on tap for next week.
Okay. Well, how's Halloween-y looking?
Oh, good question.
Sorry, that's like...
Yeah, that's the important...
I mean, at this point in the year...
And it is a Friday night.
Yeah, like how many outdoor activities are you really planning? So, I mean, like Halloween is the big one.
Let's take a look, fella.
The old Halloween-y. See what's happening there.
What are you going as this year?
I'm going as an adult that would be going to the Blazers.
Who they playing?
Couldn't tell you.
Why are they playing on Halloween, man? Kids got a trick-or-treat.
Oh, that's always fun, actually.
Gotta get the candy.
Well, I'm sure they'll do some Moda Center trick-or-treating. I bet you they have little stations set up for the kiddies. And most people now, like, a lot of the parents, they either do trick-or-treat parties, like, at, like, churches or schools. You know, it's a... The days of, like, going out to, like, the neighborhood and walking around, dude, I think those days are largely done for a lot of people.
Still get a lot in my house.
Do you?
Yeah. God, I think at least 30 last year. I was trying to count them.
I get zero.
Yeah.
Do you keep the lights
We've
on?
We've trained them.
No. Oh, yeah. Exactly.
Well, and we're right on a busy street. They're not coming to our place anyway.
Oh, the BTJ wants nothing more. And I think after like this many years, it's just broken her. Because she's like, no, we need to be home to hand out candy. I think the last 2 years we've had like four. And she just sees done. So now her company has a suite at the Blazer game. So apparently this is the first year that Halloween is officially over for her.
It appears that on Friday the 31st, it says high around 60, so that's good.
Okay.
Won't be cold. Chance of rain, 50%. Mm. So it may or may not rain.
It's nothing worse than when you were a kid and you had your cool Superman outfit and all that, then your mom made you put a coat on.
I know.
It's like you can't even see.
Can't see my fake pecs, Mom.
What the hell? We you didn't guys, even have that. We had those weird plastic suits that you had to get into.
You guys here in the Northwest probably had to deal with that more than we did. Halloween in Kansas, believe it or not, was always pretty nice.
Was it really?
Yeah.
No snow or anything?
Well, it's in that fall time where it's just nice. It's not.
I just remember Halloween just being dark and cold and rainy at all times.
Did anybody else try to get
Which is perfect.
Those Superman, Batman costumes that have the fake muscles. Anybody else as a kid try to put those on under a shirt? You know, like the real Superman? Because I did that. Looked terrible, but...
See, I'm too old. We never had cool costumes. We had the really bad... They were, like, made of, like... I don't know. They were made of something that, like, you insulate homes with. Like, that weird plastic that was 1,000 degrees, and it, like, tied in the back like a nurse's gown. And then you had that stupid mask... That just like was the front and that you couldn't
and
see
one,
out of
one like rubber band
one
strap.
Rubber band
and if it snapped you're done.
Yeah, that was like our Halloween. Now today, man, dude, you're awesome. Those like those muscle suits that you wear, dude, that's like the Incredible Hulk and like those things are awesome. We didn't have any of that. Costumes when I was a kid freaking sucked.
I'm gonna tell you about something cool something that's going on in Portland this weekend coming up next. I don't know if you're going to want to go to this.
Well, it's raining, so hopefully it's indoors.
It is indoors. Right. Although you might, I don't know, like if all the fan personalities that may be at this, you might be near the top of the list.
Really?
Yeah.
All right, I'm intrigued.
We'll get to that coming up next here on In the News on The Fan. All right, this is In the News for October 24, 2025. I was telling you there's an event this weekend. And I do want you to power rank the top three fan personalities who would most likely be at this event. Because I think...
You think I'm number one?
I don't think you're number one, no. There's a clear favorite for number one.
Right.
But
you think
you,
I
you
may.
Might be... Okay. You know, I could see you strutting around at this.
What do we got?
Peacocking.
Peacocking.
Uh-oh.
With your peacock walk. No, we have the Portland Oddities and Curiosities Expo... At the convention center.
What exactly does that mean?
I knew you were going to ask that.
Yeah, I mean...
So therefore, I have an answer.
I'm not going to lie. The title of that? I'm mildly intrigued.
It is for lovers of the strange, unusual, and bizarre. Vendors will sell animal skulls, taxidermy, and Halloween-inspired collectibles. There are preserved specimens, quack medical devices, creepy clothing, funeral collectibles, and so much more.
Yeah.
Asterisk, everything is legal.
Well, unless you ask them, you got to go like in the back for that. It's like going to like a gun show. You're like,
it probably is a good gateway event to,
hey, meet me by my car, man, to some nefarious items or things.
There is a there is a shop, but I don't know. I'm sure the text program will tell me. It's up on 23rd here. And it's sounds like this. There's a lot of dead things. A lot of taxidermy. You can buy animal parts. Like, there's an entire bin of, like, rabbit's feet and an entire bin of raccoon tails and an entire bin of just random animal bones. And it's a weird... It's a store with, like, it sounds like that. There's just a lot of dead things.
I bet you they'll have a booth.
And it's an intriguing... It's an intriguing place. And it's kind of a fun... I've been in there once or twice. And it's kind of fun to take a spin around and be like, why would anyone buy like a baboon hand?
Right.
Like, what are you, like, what do you do? And some of the stuff's kind of expensive, but like, if you ever wanted to buy like an entire skull of like a bobcat or like a skeleton, they've got it there. If you've got a couple $100 to blow, would I go to that? Maybe.
Top three fan personalities that would be at that event.
It would go to the...
Oh, Rust for sure.
Yeah.
Rust is definitely near the top.
Yeah.
I was thinking Swigard.
You think Swag's going to that? I think Swag would think that's below
it. Yeah, him. I disagree.
Oh, okay.
I think he'd be like, nah, I've seen that stuff before. I'm all right.
Gotta go to the Portland State game.
Yeah, I would think that that is... By the way, I've got a buddy that's trying to get me to go to the Portland State game at Providence Park.
Why?
I don't
know. Who are they playing?
They play one game a year at Providence Park, and I think they're playing Montana, and he wants me to get, like, he wants to get sideline passes. And I'm like, why? And I can't figure it out. He just thinks the oddity of going to Portland State, and how many people are going to show up at that for the Portland State-Montana game?
1,000?
God. Yeah, we talked about this. Isn't a couple grand, I think, is expected?
Yeah, and they're all going to be Montana fans.
Oh, yeah, they'll bring a bunch.
So I don't know the oddity thing. I think Rust might be number one.
That's pretty good.
Yeah. Would Danny be?
I think Danny would be on there.
Danny be there?
I think Quack Medical Devices screams Danny Meringue.
Yeah. I'll tell you what.
Perhaps Patrick?
Yeah, that's what I was thinking, too.
Yeah.
Patrick Harris.
If I had nothing else going on and I happened to be drinking, like, at the Spirit of 77, which is right there, and tickets were free... And I happen to be...
They are not free.
They're not free.
No.
No.
It's actually... Well, no. They're not free.
Yeah. I would literally have to be walking out of a bar, had a few, and someone be like, hey, you want to go into the oddities place? I got an extra ticket. Then you'd get me to roll in there.
Well, I'm going.
I'll tell you who would be the last person to go. You.
No, I'm going to be at the raccoon taxidermy class.
I believe that if I offer to come pick you up...
And yes, that is a class.
If I offer to come pick you up, buy you dinner, buy you a stuffed raccoon, I still don't think you would go.
Hey, we have a stuffed raccoon.
Do you really?
Yeah.
Why do you have a stuffed raccoon?
Because my dad... You know, my dad grew up on a farm quite poor.
Yeah.
And he had a bunch of brothers and sisters, and they would make money by... skinning, well, they would skin raccoons. They'd sell raccoon pelts.
Huh.
And they, in their house, had an old stuffed raccoon, taxidermied raccoon. We have it somewhere.
And you, okay.
Well, yeah, and then my uncle, his brother, had a pet raccoon. I've told you about him.
That guy is my hero.
Yeah. The raccoon's long dead. Yeah. But he was the only guy that could handle it.
That's amazing.
And the thing would sit on his shoulder and watch football.
That's all.
It's crazy.
Well-behaved.
So we're a big raccoon family.
Well, you know, Iserman, his girlfriend, she's the one that would be at this sort of thing. Like she.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, this.
I thought of her.
Yeah, the weird hippies and the goths and you know that whole that'll be.
How many murderers do you think will be in attendance at any given time?
Plenty.
Yeah.
At least 12.
Yeah.
That's what I was thinking.
They should have like that facial recognition. Like you should have to give a DNA sample. Like before you, instead, here's the thing. Instead of, in lieu of ticket price, you just have to do a cheek swab. And I'll bet you they solve like a dozen murders with a cheek swab at this place.
Yeah, do they just put police outside and then see how many people like turn away from the doors and go back to their car?
It's like a DUI check. You just get the car turning around and we're like, sir, come with us.
And finally, I don't know if you saw, but the latest on the ICE protests down there.
God. When does this crap?
Did you see they were?
When does this end?
Did you see they were jazzercising in unison down there last night?
So we've had. Well, I saw we got a horse guy now.
Yeah, horse guys.
So we got the inflatables. We've got the dance circles. We had the naked bike ride.
Jazzercise classes.
And now we're jazzercising.
Yeah.
What are we doing?
That's where we're at.
What are we doing?
All right, coming up next, oh, that's in the news, October 25th, or 24th, sorry, 2025. Coming up next, let the Tiago splitter era of Blazers basketball begin. We're going to talk about it, damn it. It may not take long, but we're going to talk about it. All right? You guys ready for that?
I'm so good. Ready.
Next on The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.